The United States is at war with terrorism. In this crisis, many people are returning to their churches in search of peace and comfort. Some religious leaders have said that the United States needs to reevaluate our spiritual priorities. Those leaders have been branded as religious fanatics. Is there a message from God in all this suffering and uncertainty of the times? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind them.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
None of us will ever forget where we were on September 11th, 2001. In a few hours, we saw the world in which we live change forever. We watched unbelievable live television images of hijacked commercial airliners slamming into the towers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Over the next weeks, we remained transfixed to our televisions, radios, and newspapers, listening to heart-wrenching stories of people searching for loved ones who were missing, experiencing mixed emotions as U.S. warplanes bombed Afghanistan. Many Christians wondered, is this the beginning of the end time events written about in the Bible? In the days that followed, Americans struggled with the numbness of a nightmare that just won't go away. On September 14th, there was a special multi-denominational service in the National Cathedral. Messages were given of hope and of God's love. And the comfort was encouraging, and many thought it was exactly what the nation needed. But is comfort God's only message to this nation in this time of crisis? Today we're going to discuss a controversial subject. What is God's message to America? Let's begin by looking at a message God gave to an ancient people who were suffering internal social and moral difficulties and external strife. Now, if you don't have a Bible, get one, because you'll want to follow along. The biblical prophet Hosea lived in the 8th century B.C. He was told by God to proclaim a message to ancient Israel about the condition of their society. His message rings out to our present-day world as if it was written for us today. Now let's begin in Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. He says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed." Now notice the indictment God brings against ancient Israel and how it clearly applies to our country today. Did the bombing of the World Trade Center stop crime in Chicago or Houston? Since the hijackings, how many illegal drug dealers shut down operations? How many abortion clinics have closed their doors? Now, this doesn't mean that God caused the acts of terrorism, but this horrific tragedy is a wake-up call for all people to return to the Creator. You know, a little further in Hosea 4, verse 6, God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests before me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Now, this knowledge isn't a lack of formal education or technical know-how. Ancient Israel had a great religion, but lacked the real spiritual knowledge of how to live life by the blueprint given by the Creator of life. Hosea's message continues, "The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord." Amid the current rush of patriotic fervor, it's easy to condemn a message like this as religious fanaticism. Or we can take another approach and shift personal responsibility by claiming that these events constitute punishment from God because of homosexuals or abortionists. You know, the reality is that this is a spiritual wake-up call for every one of us. Notice the continuation of God's message in Hosea. Turn to Hosea 6, and we'll look at verses 1 and 2. Come, Hosea says, and let us return to the Lord, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up, and we may live in his sight. Before you conclude that this Old Testament prophecy is antiquated and has little to say to today's Christian, let's look at the words of Jesus Christ himself. When Jesus walked the earth, he used catastrophes of that day to accentuate the same message proclaimed by Hosea. Let's look at Luke chapter 13. We'll start in verse 1. There were present at that season some who told him, Jesus, about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And here we have a despicable situation for a Torah-observant Jew. Not only had the Roman governor killed their fellow countrymen, but had used their human blood and sacrifices to pagan gods. Now it would be easy to conclude that these Jews must have been especially grievous sinners or deserved punishment. But Luke continues with his account. And Jesus answered and said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed them. Here Jesus uses another incident involving the collapse of a tower that killed 18 people. He says, Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Here is the message proclaimed by Jesus himself, a call to turn towards God as protector and as the only one with the solutions to humanity's problems. What this country needs isn't just a national day of prayer and mourning, but a day of fasting and crying out for repentance, a heartfelt seeking of God's will, faith, and obedience, a desperate return to the gospel preached by Jesus Christ. It's true that the terrorists who perpetrated these incredible acts of violence were evil people. But if we are to call upon the God of the Bible to help us in our national time of darkness, then we must first look at ourselves in the light of His Word. We are a people who murder tens of thousands of fellow citizens every year. We are a people who promote sexuality, divorce, pornography, and won't even allow prayer in public schools. We are a people who worship God in ways that are convenient for us, but are an affront to God. Is this an unpatriotic message or just fanatical Christianity? Or is this the message brought by Jesus Christ who said, Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish? This nation is in need of a spiritual awakening. Now, I don't use the word spiritual in the same New Age ecumenical way it is commonly used in our society. I use spiritual in the sense of this country's need to return to the real God of the Bible, not the religious and materialistic idolatry that passes for spirituality in our postmodern world. Do you even know what the Bible really teaches about God's purpose for creating humankind? Do you know the real teachings of Jesus Christ? It is not enough to memorize a few of Jesus' sayings and attend church and be a true follower of Jesus. Now, this program isn't meant to be a judgmental condemnation, but a sharing of one sinner to another the words of our Savior in a dark and evil age. We'll be back for an important interview with the managing editor of World News and Prophecy right after this.
Where is the world headed? Today's headlines are filled with troubling news. War, famine, natural disasters, new and baffling diseases, environmental catastrophes, and governmental scandals. The litany of suffering, tragedies, and bad news is relentless. Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. Find out why the world is in the condition it's in and what it means for you. For your free copy, call right now 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message Jesus Christ brought. There is no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
What is God's message to America during this tragic time? It may not be the message we want to hear. Today we have with us here in our studios in Cincinnati, Ohio, Darris McNeely, the managing editor of the magazine World News and Prophecy. And Darris, I know you have a lot to share with us today.
Well, Gary, this is a vital subject for our listeners to understand. I'm glad to be here.
Now, let's start first with a question that's on, I know, many people's minds. Do the current events of the last few months have anything to do with Bible prophecy?
We need to be careful about assigning a specific event in today's news to specific prophecies. It's better for us to look at broad trends that are taking place. In answering the disciples' question, when will these things be and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, Jesus Christ prophesied an increased frequency of war between ethnic groups. This is from Matthew chapter 24. He said that nations would rise against nation. Now, the Greek word for nation in this verse is ethnos. There has always been ethnic conflict or conflict between peoples, but since the breakup of some of the large empires of the past century, we have seen a dramatic rise in conflicts between small nations. During the 1990s, for instance, we saw the Balkan states tear themselves apart in Bosnia and Kosovo. There it was Serbian Christians attacking Muslim Croats in a revival of ancient animosities. Today, we're getting up to speed on nations like Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. When we speak of Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Iraq, we have nations formed around various ethnic Arab families who formed in the wake of the breakup of empires. These conflicts revolve around a religion as well. Islam is in conflict with Western Christian society. Christ said that at the time of the end, there would be a period of religious strife and deception. His statement in Matthew 24, where he said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many," speaks to the false messiahs in every religion who would incite people to acts of violence in the name of faith.
Now, we know the Bible has a lot of prophecies about the end time or the time before the coming of the Messiah. Does the Bible predict an end time war involving the United States and Arab Islamic nations?
What the Bible speaks of, Gary, is an end time confrontation between a king of the north and a king of the south. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 11, beginning in verse 40, where it says, "At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him," meaning the king of the north. "And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships, and he'll enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through." Now, this prophecy is describing a conflict between two civilizations, the king of the south being the Islamic nations of the Middle East in conflict with the Western cultures of the nations represented by the king of the north. For the past two centuries, the Arab nations have been left out of the economic and technological rise of the Western powers. America and Britain have dominated this past period. Now, while today's frustrations and anger at America has its roots in this historic disunity, the final biblical conflicts will likely involve forces and powers yet to form from the present time of distress and change.
Does the Bible somewhere show that the United States is going to be destroyed by terrorists?
Gary, the Bible shows us that America and the English-speaking nations are descended from the ancient nation of Israel. As you've already shown, from the reading from the prophet Hosea. Hosea spelled out the reasons for ancient Israel's demise, and the same applies to their descendants, the United States today. God will punish for disobedience. Unless America repents and returns to the covenants of obedience of their fathers, they will suffer, we will suffer the punishments of decline, national disgrace, and captivity. God does not change. He responds consistently and impartially to human behavior. He blesses for obedience and punishes for disobedience. We should not ignore God's timeless warnings. Unless we heed God's merciful pleas to repent of our national sins, we as a nation will suffer more at the hands of those who hate and despise the blessings and stature of this great nation.
It seems like all Middle Eastern events end up revolving around the tiny country of Israel. What part does that little country play in end-time prophecy?
Well, when the State of Israel was declared in 1948, that was a key development toward fulfilling Bible prophecy. The Bible speaks of sacrifices being offered in Jerusalem prior to the coming of Christ. This would be a revival of the ancient sacrifices once offered at a temple in Jerusalem. This could only be done by Jews in a modern state within the ancient land of Palestine. So Bible prophecy reveals that Jerusalem will be divided and trodden down by the nations before Christ returns to bring true peace to this world. This is described in Revelation 11, verses 1 and 2. And Jerusalem is going to become the headquarters for a power called the Beast.
Now, what does the Bible tell us about future conflicts in the Middle East itself?
Well, the Bible describes major conflicts to occur in the Middle East prior to the end of this age. Prophecies in Revelation tell us a great military and political power termed a beast will emerge and become a potent new force in world affairs. Revelation also describes 10 rulers or kings who will give their power to the beast and form this great end-time power. Alongside this political power will be a charismatic religious figure presiding over a centuries-old religious system called Babylon. As I mentioned, the prophet Daniel called this confederacy the King of the North, and it's going to be a revival of the ancient Roman system which ruled in Europe. It will sweep into the Middle East with terrible consequences for Jew and Arab alike. This power will occupy both the state of Israel and some of the surrounding Arab states, and by military force impose a peace on this volatile region. Where diplomats and statesmen have failed, this power could even be welcomed as the only solution to an ongoing crisis. In the current war on terrorism, we're seeing an increase of diplomatic activity from European states as they endeavor to stabilize the Arab world. But the good news is that Jesus Christ and his saints are going to take over the kingdoms of this world and usher in a new age of peace for all nations. With the coming of the Prince of Peace, the great dream of many faiths will finally be realized. All nations and all peoples will come to recognize Christ as the Messiah, and the means for peace on earth will be established.
The Middle East, of course, is the focus of much of the Bible's prophecies concerning the end time before the return of Jesus Christ. There's also a message here for the people of the United States. We'll be back to discuss this right after this message.
Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. For your free copy, call right now 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message. 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were discussing with Darius McNeely, Managing Editor of World News and Prophecy, God's message to America. Now, Darius, in all this tragedy, can we find a message from God to the United States of America?
Gary, I think we can. Like all of us, I've gone back and searched and thought during this time of stress. I've gone back to a message that God gave to Israel through the prophet Ezekiel. And I'd like to read a portion of that to you, beginning in chapter 18 of Ezekiel and verse 30, that I think offers a message of hope for this country. God said to Israel through Ezekiel, "Therefore, he said, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin." cast away from you all the transgressions which you've committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. And I think that timeless message from God is one that gives a message of hope for our country today, if we can find it within ourselves to have a time of renewal and repentance, which we desperately need.
You know, Darris, we always appreciate, of course, your insight here on Good News Radio. Now, you are the editor of World News and Prophecy, a magazine. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that magazine?
World News and Prophecy is a monthly publication that is devoted to reporting and analyzing the events of today's world, much of the news, in the light of Bible prophecy. We look at Christ's statement in Matthew chapter 24 when the disciples ask him what would be the signs of the end of the age. And we take those signs and we try to follow them through into the from the headlines and the news of what's going on in today's world to help people understand exactly where we are in Bible prophecy. It is news analysis from the biblical perspective, something that you're not going to get in your everyday newspapers or off your other media outlets. So I think that our audience would greatly benefit from reading this publication, and they are free to request that. There's no cost. There's no charge. All they have to do is call the toll-free number here on the program.
By the way, that toll-free number is 1-800-966-9232. As always, Darris, thank you for being here on Good News Radio.
Good to be with you.
Let's return for a moment to the biblical passage and the message of the prophet Hosea that we talked about in the first segment. Even most Bible reading people haven't spent much time in this small book contained in the section of the Bible commonly called the Minor Prophets. The story of Hosea is a tragic one. God actually asked this prophet to marry a prostitute. Not only did Hosea have to marry this woman, but on numerous occasions she would run away and return to prostitution. God would then instruct Hosea to find her and bring her back home. The message to ancient Israel was that God loved them, but their religious ceremony without substance of a changed heart and mind was like committing spiritual prostitution against him. God continued to save them from their own destructive lifestyles, but the people always returned to a self-made religion that had a show of worshiping God, but allowed them to live in disobedience to his ways. We can take the name Christian upon ourselves, but is it time we search the Bible, cry out to God, and question if our religious beliefs are no more than habitual ceremonies? Jesus Christ makes one of the most chilling statements in all the Bible at the end of his famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7. Turn with me and read Matthew 7. We'll start in verse 21. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And I will declare to them," Jesus says, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." The questions are difficult, but they are essential. Are we a nation that proclaims to Jesus, "Lord, Lord," but refuses to follow his commands? Are we a nation that claims to be a Christian people, but in reality, we're a society awash in moral relativism where the law of Christ has been replaced with meaningless catchphrases like, "Just do what's right in your own heart"? This nation has received a wake-up call from our Creator. Will we answer? As always, the literature offered on Good News Radio is free of charge. If you would like to comment on today's program, and we may even read your comment on the air, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. That's gnradio@ucg.org. And we always do appreciate your feedback about the program. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Where is the world headed? Today's headlines are filled with troubling news. War, famine, natural disasters, new and baffling diseases, environmental catastrophes, and governmental scandals. The litany of suffering, tragedies, and bad news is relentless. Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. Find out why the world is in the condition it's in and what it means for you. For your free copy, call right now 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message Jesus Christ brought. There is no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.